and it's one of those situations where, like you, I'm not really looking forward to it.
Do you live? Are they a long way away?
No, they live down in the South Bay here. I mean, I'm in Redondo Beach. They live a little bit further south in Palos Verdes. But
the reason why I'm not looking forward to going to my in-laws is because that they live so far away.
Well, the problem with this is, we've been dating for 6 months, and
are you exclusive to each other?
I'm sorry.
Are you guys monogamous? Are you exclusive to each other?
Well, she is. You know, I mean...
Are you?
Well, as far as she knows, yeah. I am. And,
well, that's not exactly the answer. Are you guys exclusive to each other? You've been dating for 6 months.
Well, she wants me to go over to her parents' house, okay? And I don't want to go, but I don't want to give her the idea. I do want to go, but I don't want to give her the idea, you know, that we are that tight, you know? But I'm morally torn because I don't want to give her a wrong impression. But I'm currently out of work and I could use a home cooked meal. And her dad's in a corporate VP position with Ladman Studios. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
No, I haven't.
They do a lot of post production work, which is what I'm wanting to eventually get into. So I'm sort of morally torn, you know. And I'm thinking that I'll meet her there later. So that she's not, you know, gets no idea.
Well, what is the moral dilemma here? Do you want to go?
I do want to go because I don't have no family for Thanksgiving. And
you've been dating this girl for 6 months, and she's invited you to her parents for Thanksgiving, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
What is the moral the moral problem?
Because I don't really want to give her the impression that we're that tight, you know. In other words, you go over to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, and isn't that giving the impression that you're that tight?
Well, I mean, I guess if you've been dating a girl for 6 months, you're saying that you're not tight with her?
Well, I mean, she's tight with me.
And well, then I asked you this question. Are you monogamous? Are you exclusive to her?
That's what she thinks, yeah.
That's what she thinks?
Yeah. So, you know...
Well, so do you want to go to her parents' house for Thanksgiving, or don't you?
What I want to do... Yes, I do. Because I'd like to have a home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. And
why don't you go to your parents' house? Why do you have to go to her parents' house? Why don't you invite her?
Well, my parents, I'm not on good terms with my parents. I don't speak to my parents.
And are they local?
Yeah, but it's a bad thing. I don't really speak to my parents at all. So, I mean, what my dilemma is that I would like to go over to her parents' house to have, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. And her father, I think, is, you know, her father, I said, is a VP over at Ladman Studios, a corporate VP. I would like to, you know, talk with him and kind of pick his brain about corporate stuff. But by the same token, if I go over there, am I going to be giving her the impression that, you know, she and me are what do you want to call, like, really tight or whatever?
I think if you go to someone's... This is a girl you've been going out with for 6 months, and I think that if you go over to her parents' house for Thanksgiving, especially since she's invited you over there for Thanksgiving, that, yeah, the impression is that you guys are pretty tight.
Really? Because...
Well, yeah, really. I mean, what do you mean, really? Yes, really. I've gone to girlfriends before I was married, girlfriends' houses for Thanksgiving. There went a girlfriend whose house I went to for Thanksgiving that I wasn't pretty serious about at the time, okay?
Why does... The one have to mean the other. You know what I'm saying? Because
why does what have to mean?
Why does just because you're going over to her house for Thanksgiving, why does that mean that you're tied with her? You know, because...
Well, what is wrong with being tied with her?
Well, I mean, I'm not ready to make that kind of commitment. You know, I mean, I have been...
I asked you the question, are you monogamous with her? And you said that that's her impression of you. Is she monogamous to you? And you said that, yes, she is. So what...
Why should she get the impression that we're all, you know, together or whatever? Why should she get that impression?
Well, I guess you're going to have to turn her down, okay? If you don't want to be close to her...
Right.
If you don't want to be exclusive to her, and you don't want to have a relationship with her that she's going to believe is an exclusive, monogamous relationship, then if I were you, brother, I'd turn down Thanksgiving.
See, I can't do that, though. That's the moral dilemma that I got, you know, because I could really use a job and her dad could help me out, but I don't want to give her the wrong idea, you know. And
you're going to have to make a choice here.
Yeah, well, that's the moral dilemma what I got. She does believe that I'm exclusive. I mean, this is not the same thing. You know,
no, it is not the same thing. Are you exclusive to her?
She believed that. Okay.
But when you're going over there to get a job from her dad, and you're going over there to get a home-cooked meal.
Right, and she asked me, so I figured I'd be making her happy, and I'd also be getting a home-cooked meal, and I'd also be able to speak to her father. So everybody, I'll get a home-cooked meal, I'll talk to her father, and I make her happy. So, you know, what she don't know won't hurt her. As far as
what?
As far as the exclusivity thing. I just don't hope she gets all the wrong idea and all clingy and everything. You know, because...
You're afraid of this girl getting clingy, pal, that I wouldn't go over there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I want to get the home-cooked meal and talk to her dad about post-production work, what I want to go into.
Well, I mean...
That's my moral dilemma, okay? That's my moral dilemma, man. It's blowing me away. You know? And
all right, hold on here, buddy. I don't know if I can solve the problem for you. This guy doesn't want to go over to Thanksgiving because he's afraid the girlfriend who's inviting him over for Thanksgiving is going to get all clingy. And she's going to get all committed to him. But he does want to go because he wants a home-cooked meal. And her old man's got a good job in corporate VP at some post-production house. Thanksgiving dinner at your girlfriend's house. But you're afraid you'll give her the wrong impression.
I'm afraid that she's going to think we're like all together and everything. And she'll start getting clingy on me.
But you want to go there why?
Well, because I want to have a home-cooked meal. And I'm just afraid she's going to get all attached and stuff. And,
but you want to have the home-cooked meal, and you want to talk with her father.
Because he's got this post-production job. And
is that really important to you? I mean, is that what you're going to be doing?
Well, I'd like to. Because right now I have a mobile DJ business, and I also do pharmaceutical sales on the phone. But eventually I'd like to get into, you know, production in motion pictures and stuff like that. So,
all right. I just wanted to get the full thing of what's going on with you here. Let's go to Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Doing?
Yes, good, ma'am.
My comment to the last caller, he couldn't possibly have a moral dilemma because he lacks morals. He seems to be
Whoa.
A user, therefore
Whoa.
A loser.
What's
and
that mean?
No wonder his family doesn't have a good relationship with him.
What's that all about?
Just don't understand how you could have a moral dilemma when you don't appear to have morals.
Why don't I have morals? That's why
because
I called the show.
Because
I'm trying to get an answer.
You're using your friend, you want to use her father for a job, and you want to use her mother for a home-cooked meal. I think that you're asking a lot.
She invited me.
Just because she invited you and just because she's willing to put up with your stuff doesn't mean you're obligated to give her more of it.
Yeah, but why does she put up with it?
That's her problem, obviously.
Yeah, why does she put up with it?
I'll tell you why. Because I give her good, you know, I give it to her good.
It's not that much goodness in the world, baby.
Hey, I give it to her good, sister.
Well, we need to work
what do you mean, give it to her good?
Probably.
I'm talking about how, you know, I love her good and all that. And
are you in a relationship with her? You say that she's exclusive to you.
Yeah, that's right.
But you're not exclusive to her.
Well, she thinks that I am. What's wrong with that, you know?
My point exactly. Why do you allow her to think that?
Well,
why don't you let her know where she stands?
That's all she needs to know. What does she need to know?
She needs to know HIV.
Hey, I'm not giving her no HIV, okay? I mean, I'm being good to her, and she invited me over for Thanksgiving. As long as she thinks things are cool, what's wrong with that?
As long as she's willing to be used by you, you feel obligated
you think
to
this
use
lady,
her.
So you think this lady's being used by this man?
Yeah, I do.
And that's because she is inviting him over for Thanksgiving? Or
me over Thanksgiving.
I think she's being used because she is under the impression that their relationship is of one status, and he is under the impression of another, and he does not want to tell her that.
What's wrong with me going over to have Thanksgiving to make her happy? If that make her happy.
Yeah, but you don't want her to get the impression that you guys are together.
Well, I don't want her getting all clingy. There's nothing worse than a woman that's all clingy.
You want your cake as in Thanksgiving dinner, and you want to eat it too.
I let her see the O face. That's all she needs. You know what the O face is?
I have no idea.
The old face is when she goes,
You know what? There's more
to life
than that.
You are really.
You don't know about it.
You are really crude, pal.
I'm just making a joke, man. God, lighten up.
I wish you'd lighten up on her.
Getting all serious and stuff.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am, and I agree with you. I think your moral dilemma, sir, is the dilemma that you have with yourself. And
come on, it's just because some woman calls up and says that doesn't mean you can't back me up and get my back on this thing. I'm talking about going over and getting some, you know, home-cooked meal
And I know a home-cooked meal, but it's not worth it. It's not worth the heartache you're going to be visiting on somebody.
She's fine. She wants me to come over to Thanksgiving. I just don't need her getting all clingy. That's the one thing that I'd say on your radio program tonight, Mr. Henry, is for all the girls out there who won't want to have a boyfriend over for Thanksgiving, don't be expecting nothing, okay? Don't be expecting...
Well, don't you think it's logical for a woman who invites a man for Thanksgiving with her family to expect that if he comes, that he has some interest in her beyond that which is cursory?
Whatever, man.
You don't even know what it was I said, do you? Okay. Here is Alpharetta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, yes, ma'am.
I don't think this man even knows what the word morals means. He sounds like a total loser.
He has
no job. He doesn't even know how to speak correctly. He doesn't know how to treat people. He's just an abuser and a user.
Excuse me, I did say I had a job. I've got two jobs.
You said you lost your job to begin with, and that's why you're talking to the father.
I have my mobile DJ business.
Oh, whatever.
What is that?
That's on weekends. Oh, hey, I got a job, baby.
You don't even know how to talk.
And I got my... You're pretty nasty, aren't you?
Excuse me. No, I'm pretty right on.
No. I got my mobile DJ... No, I don't think so.
You know what? You don't think so.
No, I don't think you do.
Grow up.
I got my mobile DJ business. She invited me over for Thanksgiving. I'm going over there as a favor to her.
She sounds like a really dumb broad to be putting up with that crap from you.
Hey, I didn't call her that. You did, okay? And her father...
I mean, can't they see through to you at all?
Hey, let me tell you something. If you were her, you'd want me coming over for Thanksgiving, too. I'm very good-looking, okay?
She must be very desperate.
No, I'm very good-looking.
You don't sound like it.
You ever been with a good-looking man?
My husband.
I doubt it. I'll give her a ride on my love roller coaster. What's so funny about that? Hey, what's so funny? How does a good-looking man sound, anyway? Yeah,
a good-looking man sounds like he's intelligent.
No, good-looking men are not always intelligent.
Phil Henry Show.
There.
KFI AM 640. You're going over there strictly to eat the food and meet her dad because he's got a cushy job with a post-production company. You could be making yourself the biggest mistake of this holiday season, all right? Or don't you care about somebody's feelings? That's what I'm discussing with a listener who's calling us from Redondo Beach this evening, and he wants to go over there and have the home-cooked meal. Do you even like this girl?
Yeah, I like her. I mean, it's got nothing to do with not liking her. You know,
Well, it sounds to me like you don't want her to get too clingy.
I don't want to give her the wrong idea. You know, I mean, if I go over to her house for Thanksgiving dinner, and she starts getting all clingy all over top of me. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen a Mr. Henry house. Some women will climb on you and just grunt. You know,
what do you mean climb on you and grunt?
Well, that's just the way a lot of chicks are, you know. I don't need that. What I need is, you know, give me my space. Allow me to have Thanksgiving dinner at your home. Let me meet your father and talk with him about business. But I don't necessarily want to be going steady or nothing. And one of the things that I came up with is that I would meet her later on. I'd let her leave the apartment first, then I'd leave later, you know.
Meet her where?
Meet her at her folks' house. In other words, so she doesn't get the idea that I'm so, you know, like I'm her boyfriend or nothing. She leaves the apartment, and then I'll leave, you know, I'll meet her over at her folks' place. Maybe I'll leave the apartment maybe a half hour, an hour later.
What apartment? Her apartment?
Yeah, well, no, our apartment. Because
do you guys live together?
Yeah.
But you don't want to give her the idea that she's, you know, your girlfriend, but you're living with her? This is the truth. You're living with her.
Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
So you're living with her, but don't give her the wrong idea that she's got a future with you. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Kara Zozo, New Mexico on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I think you ought to tell her where she stands on this subject.
Well, if I do, then what happens to Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay, if you don't want her getting all clingy all over you, then just...
I mean, that's what I'm hoping, you know.
If you don't want her getting all clingy, then...
I don't want her getting clingy.
Well, then tell her Just tell her you don't want her getting all clingy all over you.
Well,
I'm sure she'll understand.
Well, if a guy said that to you, what would you say?
I'd tell him I understand. I've had guys tell me this.
Don't get all clingy all over top of him?
They don't say get all clingy.
Well, let's say I'm a guy and I said to you, look, I don't want you getting all clingy on top of me.
I'd respect your space.
You respect my space?
Yeah. I'm a very respectful person. If you tell me that you don't want to do it...
Well, this lady has got... And obviously, this young lady has got awareness, and she's tough. And, what are you afraid of? That the woman that you're with is too weak?
I'm afraid she's just going to come unglued. What if she tries to commit suicide?
I don't think she's going to try and commit suicide over you. There are other men out there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And can I just confide something in you?
Sure.
I'm very, very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very good looking.
I heard that a while ago.
Right.
You were talking with that lady from, where is it, Houston?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very good looking. And so, like, if I tell a woman that she's getting too clingy all over top of me and stuff, I'm afraid she's going to commit suicide by jumping out of a window.
She won't commit suicide. She'll go in her room and she'll sit there and she'll cry and she'll think about it. She'll say, I'm better off.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.